I'm Rick Hansen with this check of the latest area news on KJAN.com. Authorities in Montgomery County arrested a Pottawatomie County man Tuesday evening after he was caught speeding 120 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone. According to the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, 25-year-old Skyler Lee Baker of Council Bluffs also faces OWI first offense and open container charges, in addition to being cited for having no proof of insurance. Baker was taken into custody following a traffic stop at the intersection of E Avenue and Highway 34 west of Red Oak. Montgomery County K-9 Unit and Red Oak Police assisted during the incident. A 10-year-old boy from Persia suffered serious injuries after he fell from and was run over by his father's tractor. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office reports Cole Pauley was riding on the fender of a 1066 International tractor at around 9:30 p.m. Monday when he fell off the machine being driven by his father, Robert Pauley. After being run over by the tractor, Cole was transported by LifeNet helicopter to an undisclosed hospital in Omaha. The accident took place in the 400 block of Shelby County Road M16, a level B road. Shelby Fire and Rescue assisted at the scene. Cole Pauley was listed in critical condition Tuesday at the hospital. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reported Tuesday that two people were arrested last Friday on drug and other charges. 56-year-old Terry Dean Calhoun of Atlantic was arrested on charges of possession of a controlled substance, drug paraphernalia, and public intoxication. Calhoun was taken to the Cass County Jail where he was being held on $2,000 bond. And 43-year-old Corey Chris Schubert of Griswold was arrested Friday on charges of domestic abuse, assault, simple assault, drug paraphernalia, and obstruction of emergency communications. Schubert was taken to the Cass County Jail where he was released the next day on his own recognizance. On Sunday, deputies in Cass County arrested 31-year-old Brian Howard Iltz of Messina. Iltz was arrested for carrying a firearm and driving under suspension. He was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the next day on $1,000 bond. And on Monday, 58-year-old Blaine Eugene Buchanan of Atlantic was arrested on a charge of public intoxication. Buchanan was booked into the Cass County Jail and released the following day on $300 bond. A Harlan man has been charged in Shelby County District Court with intent to deliver methamphetamine. According to court documents, 29-year-old Gabriel Brown was charged with possession with the intent to deliver meth, enhancement penalty on certain property, and prohibited acts. Brown was accused of stashing two baggies of a crystal substance while running from authorities on May the 9th. The bags were later found and tested positive for methamphetamine. Brown faces a maximum of 17 years in prison, along with fines totaling $12,500 if convicted. His trial date has been set for Tuesday, June 25th. That same day, Brown will be tried on numerous charges related to various incidents that date back to December 2012. They include domestic abuse, assault, impeding air or blood flow and causing bodily injury, ongoing criminal conduct, two felony counts of forgery, a felony charge of first-degree theft, possession of contraband in a correctional facility, carrying weapons, and possession of a controlled substance. Brown has entered a plea of not guilty to all of the charges. The man who is the creator and principal in charge of a Central Iowa architectural firm tasked with overseeing construction and remodeling projects for the Atlantic School District apologized during Monday night's meeting of the Atlantic School Board for an incident that occurred on May the 15th, which resulted in injuries to three students. Design Alliance architect Jerry Purdy said the incident where light fixture broke loose and cascaded down upon students in a classroom won't happen again because it was limited to one type of fixture that was improperly installed.
We apologize that that took place from the standpoint of what our involvement could be, but after we heard about it, we called the contractor, and he was already on top of it, was here at the school. We requested that each and every light fixture be checked, and they did do that before the end of the day. The good news is it was only one particular type of light fixture that only occurred in the two classrooms at the east end upper floor. Just happened to be that type of light fixture. And the electrical subcontractor had extruded them into that fiberboard tile that was there, and that's what released.
An Atlantic Middle School student was transported to the Cass County Hospital for treatment of minor injuries following that incident, which happened in a renovated classroom. School officials said two other students suffered from scratches. All three had been treated by the school nurse before one of the kids was transported to the hospital for additional examination and treatment. The fixture that fell was in four sections and had collapsed in a sort of domino effect, according to Superintendent Mike Amstein. The Cass and Adair County Boards of Supervisors will hold their regular weekly meetings this morning. Both begin at 9 a.m. At Atlantic, the Cass County Board will act on appointing a Veterans Affairs Commissioner to a three-year term beginning July the 1st and authorizing Sheriff Darby McLaren to charge an additional fee of $10 for each weapons permit card issued. The board will also discuss and possibly act on approving an employment contract for the county engineer, expense appropriations for fiscal year 2014, receiving certifications from county officers for base salaries of their deputies, and certifying base salaries of deputies to the county auditor. They'll also determine the compensation of other employees, those who are not part of a bargaining unit or other contract, and act upon approving a 28E agreement for mental health regionalization. In Greenfield, the Adair County Board of Supervisors will act on an amendment with Cost Advisory Services Incorporated and discuss and or act on third-party administration and benefits. Other business includes that pertaining to a grant contract and 28E agreement with Home Care and discussion with a representative of P.J. Grafe and Associates with regard to human relations and labor negotiations. And that is a check of some of the latest area news on KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.